New Ren Xiang, Mei Li Ying Wen. Love is like a four seasons garden. A relationship is like a garden. If it is to thrive, it must be watered regularly. Special care must be given, taking into account the seasons as well as any unpredictable weather. New seeds must be sown and weeds must be pulled. Similarly, to keep the magic of love alive, we must understand its seasons and nurture love's special needs. The springtime of love. Falling in love is like springtime. We feel as though we will be happy forever. We cannot imagine not loving our partner. It is a time of innocence. Love seems eternal. It is a magical time when everything seems perfect and works effortlessly. Our partner seems to be the perfect fit. We effortlessly dance together in harmony and rejoice in our own good fortune. The summer of love. Throughout the summer of love, we realize our partner is not as perfect as we thought, and we have to work on our relationship. Not only is our partner from another planet, but he or she is also a human who makes mistakes and is flawed in certain ways. Frustration and disappointment arise. Weeds need to be uprooted, and plants need extra watering under the hot sun. It is no longer easy to give love and get the love we need. We discover that we are not always happy, and we do not always feel loving. It is not our picture of love. Many couples at this point become disillusioned. They do not want to work on a relationship. They unrealistically expect it to be spring all the time. They blame their partner and give up. They do not realize that love is not always easy. Sometimes it requires hard work under a hot sun. In the summer season of love, we need to nurture our partner's needs, as well as ask for it and get the love we need. It doesn't happen automatically. The autumn of love. As a result of tending the garden during the summer, we get to harvest the results of our hard work. Fall has come. It is a golden time, rich and fulfilling. We experience a more mature love that accepts and understands our partner's imperfections as well as our own. It is a time of thanksgiving and sharing. Having worked hard during summer, we can relax and enjoy the love we have created. The winter of love. Then weather changes again and winter comes. During the cold, barren months of winter, all of our nature pulls back within itself. It is a time of rest, reflection, and renewal. It is a time in relationships when we experience our own unresolved pain of our shadow self. It is when our lid comes off and our painful feelings emerge. It is a time of solitary growth when we need to look more to ourselves than to our partners for love and fulfillment. It is a time of healing. This is the time when men hibernate in their caves and women sink to the bottom of their wells. After loving and healing ourselves to the dark winter of love, then spring inevitably returns. Once again, we are blessed with a feeling of hope, love, and an abundance of possibilities. Based on the inner healing and soul-searching of our wintry journey, we are then able to open our hearts to feel a springtime of love.